And it's time to talk sport with Warwick Hadfield. Warwick, good morning.
Good morning to you, friend.
In the US Open, Ashley Barty is through to the next round, but there has been a major upset.
Yes, Fran, Simona Halep out. Look, let's start with Ashley Barty. She was up against the Tunisian Ouns Jabeur as she won that first round match in the mandatory state stats. You have to do that against a qualifier, a mere 63 minutes required, 6-1, 6-3. Look, Ouns Jabeur is a player who is more at home on clay than the hard court surfaces of Flushing Meadows, so that's not an unexpected result. But Halep says she's never at home at Flushing Meadows, despite all her rankings, despite all her great Grand Slam efforts. She was beaten by the Estonian Kaia Kanepi in straight sets.
That's huge, isn't it?
Oh, it's huge. She's the first number one seed eliminated in 50 years of open tennis. They're celebrating that at the US Open tennis. All those years ago, remember they used to play in white with wooden rackets and they were all amateurs? Well, that's all changed.
Frilly pants for the ladies under their white frocks.
Thanks to Crawford and Co, Rod Laver, all those guys who turned professional and women who turned professional back then. Anyway, look, to other Australians out and about, on day one, Jason Kubler, who you might call him the Alex Johnson of tennis after six knee operations. He was working as a coach for Pocket Money to get through all of that. But anyway, he's back and playing and he's produced a decent upset of his own. He's beat the number 19 seed, Roberto Bautista Agut, in three sets. And look, and as they say over on the commercials channels in News Just In, Fran, James Duckworth, after taking the first set off Andy Murray, he's lost the next three, the former champion prevailing. And he's, it's his one of his first major workouts after a long list of injuries. And a couple of other Australians are due on various courts at Flushing Meadows in the next little while. That's Jordan Thompson and Alex de Minaur. So we might have a look at how they're going around about 7:30, Fran.
Terrific. And in rugby league, East Dillon Napa has accepted a three-week ban.
Well, it was a no-brainer in the finish, Fran. If he had contested the charge for his headbutt poorly disguised as a tackle on Brisbane's Andrew McCulloch and lost, he would have missed 4 weeks. Now it's just three with the early plea. But that's long enough for him to be absent until the preliminary final, if the Chooks make it that far, given they can finish both inside and outside the top four with a round to go. And the news out of Manly Warringah, where it's never dull, is that Trent Barrett will coach the Sea Eagles this weekend in their final home and away game. That's after all the consultation with the lawyers, after the very public war of words between the coach and Manly officials about the paucity of resources in the football department. It seems, though, the players are right behind their coach, so there might be something reminiscent of the second book of the Old Testament at Brookvale Oval at the end of the season. A once great club, you'd have to say, Fran, in absolute disarray. It just seems they can't get the right administration in place, and when they get a decent coach, they don't know how to treat him.
You're so well read, but I'm still struggling to figure out what that's got to do with the Bible.
What? Exodus.
Oh, Exodus. I'm Exodus. Sorry, of course. Sorry. It was a long time from the end of that sentence to the beginning of it. Warwick, more sports news from you, including some sports news from Super Netball after 7:30. Thank you very
Good
much.
Good on you, Fred.
Warwick Hadfield.